views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome. Welcome to A Space of Allowing. I'm your host, Coach Nancy, and just listening to that introduction kind of brings tears to my eyes a little bit and thinking about how beautiful this hour will be for both of us, for all of us together in this space. It's a space to put down all the to-do lists, the goals, the action steps, the laundry, the dog walking, the bill paying, the doubts of the past, the worries of the future. Oh my goodness, think of all the things that we bring to each moment of our day. Whew. And I invite you to put those things down, to know that they exist, but to allow them to exist outside of this space, to give ourselves this hour for time and space of allowing. I'm so happy to be with you again during this week. You know, feeling the burden of needing to organize every aspect of our lives and spend lots of time trying to get everything just right in every day. As I was writing that little description for the show, I have to admit, I think these shows have really become a gift for me to get more deeply aware and give myself that space of allowing that I think I haven't for so long. I'm holding in my hands the inspiration for today's show, which is wow moments. Wow moments, welcoming our wonder and allowing wonder into our lives, or for a lot of us, back into our lives. We may have lost that sense of wonder. And I'm holding a card that a friend had given to me, and on the cover is this beautiful, colorful, bright paisley print, and it just says the word wow. And I put it online, and it's the tag for today's show, so you can see what I'm talking about. And on the inside of the card, it says a very sweet and kind message. It says, you deserve both gratitude and admiration. And I got the card, and I got tears in my eyes, and then I saw the note that my friend wrote, and he says, but will you accept them? And isn't that the trick, my friends? Accepting and allowing the gifts of every day to really be present for us, to really feel that we're worthy, to really feel that we can retune our energies to notice and appreciate those small moments, to give ourselves the space to really feel uplifted, inspired, and refreshed. Not ignoring all the things that call our attention, but carving out a little bit of space inside us to allow the beautiful things, to allow the refreshing things, to allow ourselves to rejuvenate when we feel depleted. And so I will just say, life will give us the lessons that we need over and over until we learn them. Isn't that truth? I'm in a lesson right now about showing up 100%, finding my voice, and speaking up unapologetically. And I have a headset on, and I'm sitting with you, and I'm sharing this with you. And I recognize the lesson for me to be vulnerable, to be honest, to bring all of myself, my shortcomings. And also to think about this radio show episode, I caught myself trying to control and to manage and to create an outline and to make everything go just so. And I think really That takes me back into the old striving, grasping energy, as if I could know, as if there were one right way to do something. And what I am suggesting for myself as a lesson and for all of us is there are many wow moments in every day that release us from the grasping, that release us from the control that we feel that we need to have of every moment, that loosen us up, that soften us, and allow the beauty into every day. And so, yes, I have some notes for each segment of today's show, and I want to take us into these wow moments and invite you to tune your eyes and ears and hearts to really rediscover those moments that are right at our fingertips. But I also want to feel in communion with all of you what might be coming up for you. Like, does this show call up someone in your mind's eye? Makes you think of someone? Does it make you think of some moment? Does it make you think of some worry, perhaps? Or whatever is coming up for you in this space of allowing is all welcome. Welcoming our wonder. And so, as I mentioned each week, I'm going to suggest that you may want to have a pad and pen handy to notice and to jot down some words or some images or to do a little bit of sketching. Maybe there's a song lyric or something that comes to your mind's eye that you want to capture and write down and keep on a sticky note. Put it on your refrigerator or put it in your car dashboard or maybe stick it on your mirror in the morning. Just a gentle little reminder of that space of allowing that you're giving to yourself so that the energy of this hour that we spend together can continue to shine its light on through the next couple of weeks. And if you don't feel like writing with pen and paper, pen or pencil or paper, please notice that on Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook, we can also post some of our noticings and wonderings, and I'll join you there right after the show. So on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching, you can tell me some of the things that came up for you in the show, and I'll respond and share with you what's coming up for me. So keep that wow card, that wow moment, that invitation. Will we allow these wow moments into our lives? And let's take a resting breath together today to put down all the things that trail after us into this space and time, to slow down the energy a little bit, and to allow ourselves to know what a gift it is to be together this way. I feel you out there. I see your faces. I know you're listening. And I'm grateful for this shared time in communion with you. How about just taking a wow moment about the nature of our breath? The fact that we have this life-giving breath, that we have this life-giving heartbeat without any energy, without thinking about it. That's a wow moment for sure. And so as we enter into today, I want to share something that I found on Facebook that is so stirring to me that I think it bears repeating. And I just invite you to take this story in. It was written by Beth Bornstein Dunnington, and she had an experience, a wow moment, and she shared it on Facebook. I just invite you to feel into this and see how it feels to hear this story. It goes like this. She says, "Something extraordinary happened at LAX today. I was at the gate, waiting to get on my plane in Portland. Flights to two different cities were boarding on either side of the Portland flight. A toddler who looked to be 18 or so months old was having a total meltdown, running between the seats, kicking and screaming, then lying on the ground, refusing to board the plane, which was going to Portland. His young mom, who was clearly pregnant and traveling alone with her son, became completely overwhelmed. She couldn't pick him up because he was so upset, and he kept running away from her and then lying down on the ground, kicking and screaming again. The mother finally sat down on the floor and put her head in her hands with her kid next to her, still having a meltdown, and started crying." I'm just going to pause for a moment and invite you to feel into this moment, feel into what's happening, and probably can imagine, you know, being at the grocery store or having your car repaired and sitting and noticing moms with their children. And, you know, the children want their own space of allowing, and they struggle sometimes with being in these spaces. And then she goes on to say, then this gorgeous thing, she's crying just writing this, the women in the terminal, there must have been six or seven of us, not women who knew each other, approached and surrounded her and the little boy, and we knelt down and we formed a circle around them. I sang Itsy Bitsy Spider to the little boy. One woman had an orange that she peeled. One woman had a little toy in her bag that she let the toddler play with. Another woman gave the mom a bottle of water. Someone else helped the mom get the kid's sippy cup out of her bag and give it to him. It was gorgeous. There was no discussion. No one knew anyone else. But we were able to calm them both down, and she got her child on the plane. Then she says, only women approached. After they went through the door, we all went back to our separate seats and didn't talk about it. We were strangers gathering to solve something. And then she adds, it occurred to me that a circle of women with a mission can save the world. I will never forget that moment. And so I just want to invite you in to that wow moment. That moment where these women gathered, where they followed their minds, their bodies, and their spirits, and entered into a space of allowing, almost instinctively, using their intuition to create this moment of wonder, of release. And I wonder, what do you feel when you hear this story? Allow yourself and slow down to invite whatever wants to show up in the moment. For me, I felt a little bit the tears showing up. I felt also an opening in my heart, a release and a relief when I experienced this space of allowing. Exactly what was present at that moment, exactly what was needed. Now that's a space of allowing. Going back inside myself now, I think about it a little more, and I invite you to think about it and feel into it a little bit more. I feel a sense of longing, if I'm honest. In this space of allowing, part of me is longing to care and to be cared for. And more, I really feel a sense of wonder when people not only have the instinct to act, but they actually take that action. That instinct and intuition and a sense of being present in the moment created that space, that wow moment. And so we're going to take a short break now, but I invite you to think of times in your life that are like this, these wow moments. And when we return, I'm going to invite us to think about two different ways we can think about wonder and actually experience them in our everyday lives. And we'll be back in a moment.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing Radio. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and we are exploring and experiencing wow moments on today's show. And I will tell you during the break, I really was feeling very grateful for the spaciousness of this time with you all together and welcoming our wonder. I want to mention to you that you can find me in a couple of different places online. My website, nancycococoaching.com, is available to you, so you can see some of the places that I'll be speaking in September at an event called Evolve Her in the Lehigh Valleys of Pennsylvania. If you're on the East Coast of the United States, you can check that out. And also, I'm hosting a Space of Allowing retreat where we actually can be together over some space and time and explore more deeply the space of allowing. And that's in October of this year. And you can find both of those events listed at nancycococoaching.com. The other thing I really invite is some interactivity with you. You know, now that I'm stepping in with both feet and finding my voice in this radio show, I would love to hear back from you. And so please friend me and like the page Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook. I'll be there right after the show and hope to see you there. I'm thankful to those of you who reached out after last week's show and requested a coaching session. I'm really pleased to get to know my listeners. A number of you did that. There's a free discovery coaching session available to you. And also, we can just interact on Facebook and tell me what kinds of moments bring you to a sense of wonder. And in this second segment, I really want us to kind of put on the glasses that give us a chance to think of wonder as curiosity about something, like, I wonder, ... And so in this next segment, let's explore a little bit together some of the ways that maybe we keep our eyes down and focused on the to-do list and the tasks of the day, when really we could be lifting our eyes up to the horizon and seeing the things around us in a very different way, with curiosity and with interest. And, you know, you may know my story. When I first was interviewed with Dr. Pat, I had shared the fact that in the last couple of years of my professional career, my life had gotten pretty routine, had gotten very small and contained. And I actually was just kind of, you could set your watch by my everyday routine. I would drive very purposefully to work. I would do my job very purposefully. I would grasp and strive very purposefully until it actually made me physically sick. So I'm hoping that my lesson of my life helps your lesson in your life, that you don't make yourself sick with getting into that routine and staying small, but rather you allow these moments in to make you large. You know, they can creep in at any time, even though I feel like I learned my lesson from the time that I was on in that profession, that beautiful profession of education that I was in for 30 years. It was only the last couple of years where I felt a disconnect. I suppose I was ready to grow, but I was trying to hold myself in place as if a butterfly could hold itself inside the chrysalis. Of course, it can't do that. And here I was trying to hold myself small when my life wanted to grow bigger. But even as recently as last week, I was driving to a friend's house and I realized I had traveled about 5 miles and I was making the final turn to her home. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did I get myself here? I don't even recall the last 15 minutes of the ride, what was on the radio, if there were any deer on the side of the road, if I even used my turn signal. I was in another space. I think I was probably thinking about this radio show and fretting about it. And I completely popped myself out of the present moment. And I caught myself and I sort of smiled and shook my head and I thought, there's that lesson again. And I wonder if any of you can relate to that. You know, join me on Facebook and tell me, oh my gosh, that happens to me all the time. I read something, I have to read it again, I have to read it a third time, and I think, I'm not even concentrating on the words on the page. Where are we, my friends? Where are we instead of being in the now? Being in the space of allowing. We're somewhere else. We're probably stuck in our monkey minds, thinking through some future detail of the day, rather than welcoming us into this present moment. And I would say to you, those wow moments are right at our fingertips. And so let's dive in a little bit and think about wonder as curiosity. That means that we have to live in a little bit of a state of ambiguity about something. But that saying goes, when nothing is certain, everything is possible. If you're feeling a sense of doubt right now, like how could I be in wonder about something in my life? I'm just worried about it or I'm doubting it. I invite you to flip that to a sense of curiosity and take a little virtual tour of your life and think about what could we hold on to with curiosity? What other options might there be for telling that story of our lives with greater wonder and questioning it rather than assuming that it is what it is, what it is? I want to share a story with you in this segment that came up for me recently as I was participating in a group and talking about, you know, being at this time of my life in my 50s and thinking back over how I got here and what has made me who I am today. And I shared a story of something that I didn't actively hold in my consciousness, but it must have been down there deep. And so I brought it out and I talked about when I graduated high school. My parents were much older parents. My father was born in 1920. My mom was born in 1933. And so my father remembered the Depression. And when I said that I wanted to go on to college, he apparently secretly told my mother, oh, no, no, no. She should become a nurse or maybe a receptionist. But, you know, what does Nan think she's doing going to college? And my mother later, after I graduated school, told me, you know, I told your father that he was not allowed to say that to you. So my mother gave me that space of allowing to advance my professional life and to start my bachelor's degree. And so we're going to take a short break now. You're listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this space of allowing. I'm Coach Nancy, and we today are welcoming our wonder. And one of the things I had a little wonder and curiosity about is that my Skype connection just got disconnected. And so Carter, my producer, who is tremendous and completely calm, gave me the space of allowing to continue the program by phone. And so, you know, I want to round out what I was saying in that second segment, because it really does invite us to think about wonder with a sense of curiosity. Like, I wonder, and I was sharing with you the story about starting college for the first time and how, you know, my father probably had his own doubts about whether I belonged in that space. And yeah, I could hold a sense of resentment and retell myself that story and have it keep me quiet in my present life. Or, my friends, I could welcome a sense of wonder about that. And it does enable me to soften. It enables me to release the judgment around that and maybe some resentment and anger. My father passed away many, many years ago. And so what are we holding on to that maybe we could put down and just deal with a sense of wonder and curiosity about that? And so just to round that out, I want to say to you that what this show has enabled me to do with that story from my past is it's enabled me to soften and accept and understand. And my father really had my best interests at heart. He was trying to keep me safe and protected. And his way of doing that was to keep me quiet or keep me small. And look at me now. Here we are on the radio. So it doesn't have lasting effects necessarily. Those stories from the past don't need to control us. And if we welcome a sense of wonder and curiosity about them, we may be able to look at them like facets of a diamond. Sure, I could get stuck in looking at that moment from a certain perspective. But if I allow myself to turn it and look at it and look at it and look at it with curiosity, chances are my inner wisdom is going to bring me to a sense of wonder about it and is going to allow me to release any last lingering holdings that I might have had, and just remain curious rather than worried or doubtful or resentful. And so that's one of the things that I invite you to do. And again, you can join me on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching and tell me, you know, something that you might go back into your past and think about, something that wants to be looked at from a different angle, looked at with a sense of curiosity and brought into this present moment with, wow, a wondering moment. Another way that we can think about wonder, and in this third segment, that's what I'd like to do with you now, is to think about wonder as in having a sense of awe about something. I just catch an image as I say this to you with that sense in my voice of me being a little girl standing outside with some of my cousins in the backyard in Long Island at the time and holding like a mason jar and catching a firefly and going, wow, oh my gosh, looking at it with such wonder, and then getting nervous that I had it in the jar and wanting to release it and just noticing its twinkle in the night sky. And so when we allow these wow moments, maybe they really are about expanding what's right in front of us and giving ourselves permission to welcome it in, even small moments. And I want to offer to you a little bit of research about this, actually, that it's not just a nice thing to do. It's not just a pleasant way to spend your hour with me. Maybe it's your breakfast hour, you're having a cup of coffee, or maybe it's your lunch hour, depending on what time of day you're listening to the show. But I want to say to you that I did a little bit of research about this, the importance of wonder and awe in our lives. And I'm going to offer to you some research that was written up by Robin Reich. And I'll post this article on Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook. And her mention and what I feel inside me is that a sense of wonder and awe is not just an intangible quality to cultivate for the sake of good vibes. That it really has some measurable benefits. Get this. You can lower your stress level. You can increase your capacity for creative thought. You can really notice when you encounter a vast and unexpected opportunity, something that makes you feel sort of small and invites you to revisit your mental models of what's possible in the world. Wow. People may even act more generously and ethically when they are in a state of wonder or having a wow moment. You know, if you think back to the first story that I mentioned to you, that was kind of a moment of awe or wonder when the woman who had experienced it went back onto the plane and just had a moment to reflect upon it. They say that awe can have a positive impact on how we experience the passing of time, and more importantly, how we choose to spend our time. In a recent study, participants who had recently experienced a state of awe felt that they had more time available. They were less impatient and were more willing to volunteer their time to help others. I don't know if you're listening to me from somewhere in the United States or if you live in another part of the world, but think about your day-to-day existence. Think about and expand your circle to think about what's outside you. What's in your neighborhood? What's in your district? Your town, your state, what's in your country that may be weighing heavily on you. You know, we pick up the energy of all the things that are around us, not just, you know, what's here in my office as I'm talking to you, but really what's the larger collective unconscious. And sometimes we carry those things around with us. And that same study that I'm mentioning to you found that people who had experienced a state of awe really more strongly preferred experiences, material products. So it's not so much about going out and buying something, but it's having lived experiences that increase our sense of happiness. So let us increase our sense of happiness. And I want to share with you an experience that I had that I know was a really profound wow moment. For those who participated a few years ago, I taught a writing workshop, a memoir writing workshop, for a group of senior citizens who had come to our school for the day. And I invited them to think about special moments in their lives and to create a gift of writing around that moment and create a letter that shared that moment with someone precious in their lives. This was right before our holidays around the Christmas time. And I had invited them to share a moment of wonder. They wrote about it. They shared them with one another. And they actually then chose a really lovely piece of stationery and decided then to whom they wanted to send that letter and actually to send that wow moment as a gift. So really consider that today as something that may be stirring in you as a wow moment comes to you in this time and space as you think back to those precious memories. You think back over your life to even the smallest things that have brought you joy, as I shared with you in a couple of these experiences. Those wow moments not only enrich you and bring a greater sense of satisfaction and enjoyment to your own life, but those wow moments may be gifts to others. I'm still looking at that wow card on my desk, and I'm recognizing that that's a gift that not only I can hold on to, but I can talk about, I can share, and I can absolutely allow myself to experience in a much larger feeling of awe. And so, you know, as we return in the next segment, I'm going to give us an opportunity to really fine-tune our eyes and not look to the past, but just look at what's right in front of us today. Even in a challenging day, what might we be able to say brings us to that space of allowing, where we allow those moments of wonder. And I'll look for you on Facebook after the show, and we'll return shortly.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing Radio. This is Coach Nancy. I'm really happy to be with you in the Space of Allowing today. Wow moments. Welcoming our wonder to this present time, noticing our breath, our heartbeat, and mining our lives a little bit, just sort of doing a little bit of a virtual tour through our lives to see if we're allowing ourselves to lift our heads and to look at what's around us with curiosity and with awe at the beauty in every day. You know, I was rounding out that last segment and I wanted to offer you one last little thought about this. And maybe this is the thing that you'll write down on your tablet there if you have a pad and pen, or maybe you want to join me at Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook and just let me know what's coming up for you now as you think about moments that you might like to turn and look at from a fresh perspective. Give yourself a wow moment when you rethink something in your life that maybe has another story to tell you. And maybe in that retelling, in that curious moment, in that release of judgment, in that wonder and awe, you may actually feel a shift in those stories that you're carrying around with you. You know, the coaching experience is really a profound, and I've said before, an almost holy exchange. When I sit with someone in that coaching moment, and we have an hour together in that space of allowing, and I have the exchange with someone, they have an opportunity to kind of go through the catalog of their lives and say what's most present for them. And I give you that gift in this hour, and I invite you to think of something that's calling to you right now that wants to be looked at in a new way, that wants to be actually uplifted and maybe even released from carrying it around in every day. I suggest to you that you actually create for yourself an affirmation of wonder. That can be something as simple as, I'm noticing the beauty in every day. I'm allowing myself to receive wonder. I will wonder with curiosity and hope. I'm grateful for the wonder in my life. I'm keeping an eye on this card, this wow card that I told you has inspired me to do this show, because it's an invitation for me to allow more of this into my life so that when I'm driving on the road, I'm actually present and paying attention to the beauty of the road that I'm traveling, or even the challenges ahead. You know, I have another card that another friend of mine gave to me years and years ago when I framed it, and it's a Gary Larson Far Side cartoon, and I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it on my Facebook page. And I'm laughing now thinking about it, because I have it in a frame and I've carried it everywhere that I have lived. And it is a cartoon image of a bunch of Vikings with torches in their hands and with swords in their hands and with shields in the front of them. And they're running toward a castle and they're over a moat and their arrows flying through the air. And they're clearly in this challenging moment. And one of the Vikings is looking down and he's pointing to the moat and he's saying, "Ooh, goldfish, everyone, goldfish," which is completely ridiculous and silly. And reminds me in my everyday, ooh, goldfish, everyone, goldfish. Depending, even if I'm going into battle, even if I'm facing a challenging moment in my life, I have the opportunity to have a moment of wonder. And just like this Viking, a wow moment, okay? So what I'm suggesting to you in this final segment that we have together is, even with the rigors of our everyday, even with some of the things that we're carrying that we talked about at the top of the show, I'm suggesting to you that you tune your eyes with a new set of glasses, this time looking for everyday wow moments. Let's take a little bit of time that we have together in this last segment and see if we can just open our eyes to what's around us. I have a plant that I repotted that was totally crunchy a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm looking up at it and I'm seeing that it's green and it's hardy and I have to remember to water it. Wow, how the plant has even come back from almost completely being dust. That's a really simple wow moment, but isn't that profound when you think about just potting something in fresh soil brings you right back to a reinvigorated sense of life. I'm thinking of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who frequently said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So let's take a moment to mine for some small moments of wonder, even in our own lives. Looking around for a small moment of wonder, what is something that's right in front of us that we might look at as a wow moment? And not only look at it this way, my friends, but also tell someone about it. Share that wonder. Because I think that's when it becomes exponential. That's when the wonder becomes a gift to yourself and to everyone else. It's like you've lit your candle and you're shining. And that's the way I feel about it. I recently picked up a pack of wish cards, and these are tiny little pop open cards that I picked up at the bookstore. And you can tuck one into a card if you're sending somebody a card. And I opened one myself just to see what it was that was the message for me. And it says, every day holds the possibility of a miracle. And sometimes those quotes, and I surround myself with quotes every day, sometimes they sound like platitudes if they just pass before me and I don't really connect to them. But other times, boy, they really strike my heart. And they move me not only to noticing things, but to taking wonderful action in my own life. And I start to notice, and I bet you will too, you start to notice the word wonder showing up in your everyday life. I wonder about this, and I'm full of wonder about that. And so I invite you with your beginner's mind to notice something that's in your line of sight right now. Maybe it's the landscape out your back window. Maybe it's a bunch of people at a bus stop on the corner. Maybe you're sitting in your car in a parking lot. Give yourself the gift of lifting your eyes, of looking around and seeing something with a renewed sense of wonder. What I'm seeing fresh, with fresh eyes today and feeling wow about, are all the pictures of my family that I have around me. And they seem somehow enlivened by this time on the radio. I'm telling that story about my dad and seeing my niece and my nephew, seeing my sister here, seeing the faces of my parents around me. It gives me an opportunity to be refreshed, to feel that I've lifted my eyes, to feel a wow moment. And like my friend said in the wow card that he gave me, will you accept these moments? I continue to invite you into this space of allowing. I can't wait to hear what your wow moments are. And I'm going to put a couple little short videos and a couple of notes on my Nancy Coco Coaching Facebook. So I invite you to go there and to continue this conversation about wow moments. And I look forward to hearing what you are noticing and sharing in your own lives. I want to also mention that you can find me at nancycococoaching.com. And if you go to either my Facebook page or my website, I really do invite you to take advantage of the free offer that I have right now, which is an hour discovery session of coaching. Whatever is coming up for you, whatever you've written about, whatever you've noted or noticed, I invite you to keep the conversation going with me. It's a free session. It's a 60-minute session either by Skype or by phone, and it gives you the opportunity to have your own space of allowing for wellness and for wonder. I thank you all for being on the call with me today. I'm really grateful to Carter, my producer, for helping us through that little bit of snafu in the middle of the call. And I look forward to our next Space of Allowing in 2 weeks on August 16th at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern, where we enter a space of allowing to welcome all that wants to come forth. Until then, I'll see you on Facebook. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.